I want to get a quick check on the markets because they are reacting to the decision that came out. So if we look at quickly at the three major benchmarks, we can see that we pull up those numbers. The Dow is now up by 133 points. The S&P also up by 20 points. The NASDAQ also in positive green territory, up 40 points, all at session highs on this news. And with more on market movers on this decision, let's turn it over to Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre. Inez, what are you watching?
A close look at what happened with the markets when that Fed decision came out. Take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So you saw a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction to the down, so just a tiny bit, but then shot right back up. So right now, as you're mentioning, the Dow up 0.3%. The NASDAQ, same type of movement right here, and the S&P 500 as well. Taking a look at the five-year T-note, we are watching that go higher, up 5 basis points. Also, the 10-year T-note up 3 basis points, and the 30-year bond, taking a look, it's up 2 basis points. Also want to mention the U.S. dollar index, because we've seen that shoot up. It was up about 5 basis points before that decision came out. It's up about 22 basis points now. And then looking under the hood at where we're at with stocks, we are watching these sectors, which you had seen utilities and real estate, some of the defensive sectors higher this morning. They are still higher today. But the losses here, pairing some of the losses that we had seen in some of the other sectors that had been lagging earlier today. So just looking at the NASDAQ 100, we watched some of these mega cap names flip into green territory. Apple up 0.7%. Check out the movement here from after the decision came out. Microsoft also in green territory, as well as Facebook. And then just looking at Bitcoin, we have been watching the cryptocurrency space. Bitcoin, Ethereum, these higher as well after that decision.
And we thank you for that report. Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre.